Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name's Tony, or Optimum Fear, and I'm bringing you the first ever Noobcast. This is a podcast with me, Scott, and Ryan, my two friends, bring you the news of the week, whether it be gaming news, just all-round funny news that you guys will enjoy, as well as a few like, questions and truths and that kind of stuff. We'll have a special guest on every week, and today's special guest is Cameron. But before we like get into that, I'd like the guys to introduce themselves as it's the first episode. So, Scott.
I knew you'd start with me.
Well, yeah. Do you want to tell the guys about yourself? Or
sure. My name's Scott. Peace. Ryan, your turn.
Well, what's up, guys? My name's Ryan.
Sorry, how do you spell that?
Pulling the whole commentator act out here, man.
I think it spells something like, well, my pal's coming Raza, right? It's the same, right? Let's go, guys, right?
And, Cameron?
Oh, you may also know me as Cokie the Clown.
Oh, yeah, Scott.
Oh, yeah, and I'm God's dead baby. My friends call me Jesus. I'm so sorry.
No, it's cool, man. It's cool. Right. Everyone's gamer tags will be in the description of this video.
No,
by
but
the
I'm
way.
Sorry about one dead baby. My friends call me Jesus.
Right. So before we get started with the news, I'm going to ask these guys a question, which they will have to think about and answer with a justification. Okay, guys.
Is this the question that we tried 5 podcast attempts ago?
Yes. You've had time to think about it, and now I'm going to ask you, okay?
We've had like half an hour to think of it.
Exactly, so you better give me a good answer.
Because you kept cocking up the beginning.
Yeah, I get it. Right, okay.
Hi, this is Ultimum Fear. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I know. Right, we've got it this time, okay? Right, so, guys, if you had to, right, would you wake up every morning of your life and shit yourself? Like proper shit all over the bed, or would you get random boners every hour for the rest of your life?
Ryan does both of them anyway.
Right, I'm gonna start with Scott since you're like the first one in the line.
In what line?
The line of this Skype conversation.
Oh, that's cool, bro.
That's all.
Random boner.
Why is that?
Because if you find the right person, then no word's going to go to waste.
I know, but you're not going to find the right person every hour, are you?
Get the one person. Hire a prostitute.
It's like, get it right, it's time, you have to, you know, yeah.
Hire a prostitute.
Every hour.
pay them a lot of money.
Yeah, you'll need a lot of money to pay a prostitute every hour of your life.
Do like something you do in Skyrim. Pay them, pickpocket them. Then pay them again.
Yeah, just like type in a cheat code on their boob or something.
So you can get your pickpocket skill up to 100 in no time.
Okay, Ryan, what about you?
Well, I would shit myself every morning because, I mean...
You do that anyway.
But you could clean it like every morning and, you know...
I'm not fucking stinking.
But you could shit yourself.
What, you went to school smelling of shit every day?
No, can I ask, is there a specific time I shit myself, or...?
Yeah, every morning at 7 o'clock.
See, that's fine. I can wake up, shit myself, and go for a shower at 7:30.
I bet you'd have to clean your bed up.
No, I'd never get warm today, but that doesn't matter.
Right, Cameron, what were you?
I would go with the random boners.
Why is that?
I'd rather not have to clean up shit every morning.
But, so you'd rather be in, like... You'd rather like be in class and like you'll get called up to the board or something and you've got a giant like stiffy.
It's like people might know about the condition and say it's alright.
No, yeah, Cameron, we accept you for what you are.
It's alright. I've got boneritis.
You can tuck your dick in your leg.
Right.
You just duct tape it round there.
I would go with random, like, the shits, because, like, I would create an invention that, like, in your bed, You
I thought we were going to say I'd create a castle with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'd create a castle with my shit. No, I'd create an invention where... I'd be sitting...
It's the homemade version of a sandcastle.
I'd be lying in my bed and there'd be like a bag where my butt is. So every time like, I'd shit into the bag under my bed and it'd be ingenious.
I like how you say butt to be like nice and polite and then you say shit.
Butt shit fuck.
I will have a bag in my butt.
If I, come on. go to...
Yes, so anyway, right, that's the question done, okay. Now for the news, has everyone got a story they want to talk about?
Yes.
Right, I'll go first, right, since I've got my story up. This is in gaming news. The headline is this, Dad killed 3-week-old son because he cried too much during Xbox Marathon.
Shit, they caught me.
Yes. I'll post a picture of the guy up on the screen. He's a fucking wreck, okay? This man does not deserve a child. Never mind, like, he's 20 years old and he looks like a 50-year-old junkie, obese.
What the hell, he managed to get a bed?
I know, it's like, and it says... Here. Jacob Hartley, 20, is charged with killing his infant son. He confessed twice, shaking baby Colton. So, he shook him to death. It's not like...
Tony, I wouldn't say this stuff. He might hunt you down and sit on you.
He thought he was an Xbox controller.
Where is it?
Fucking working!
Damn. Can I ask how this is gaming news?
Because it was an Xbox marathon, right?
Wow.
Right, it says, like, he said, damn you, Colton, please go to fucking sleep, he said, according to the baby's mother, Amber Newton. So, like, it says that he came back from work, he had an almost 5-hour video game session, and then he came back from work and had another 6 hours, so...
Yep. that's terrible.
What do you think about that? I mean...
Why would you go to the effort to raise an infant? Really? What's the point?
I bet he got like dead man's handed or something, and then it was just like he picked up the baby.
He thought he was throwing the controller off the wall.
Right, no, he killed the baby. It's like, fuck, did he just run?
He's like sacrificing the baby to 402. It's like, please stop this madness.
Daddy, can I get this fuck up?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was like, I'm sure.
Daddy, no! No, Daddy, fuck up, you wee prick!
Don't know how his dad's Scottish and he's English, but...
It says the...
It's like Madeleine McCann's mum and dad.
I say, I was in Lakeland, Florida, so,
obviously.
Only in America, I mean... Like, there's a comment down here that says, oh my, why is always Florida? I think I will move out of this state. That's a fellow Florida nin guy talking right there.
Young boy, that is racist.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It is. It's racist.
Your mics have all went weird.
I know.
To you.
It's maybe. Like weird as well.
To you, maybe.
So see, it's not just me.
It's not me either. I can hear you fine.
I can cope with this, don't worry.
Right. Who's got a story now?
Ryan, do you want to do yours or will I go with mine?
Well, mine's just a quick one. It's just really backups to information, but you may as well go. I'll just go.
Do you want to just do the full gaming section later then?
Yeah, fine.
Awesome. My turn.
Yeah, your turn, go.
Yay. David Cameron is ready to give... Well, the title of the story is Cameron ready to give graphic pop videos an 18 rating to stop children watching them.
How did you find out about that?
I googled it.
What, you googled, sexy porn stars? No, that came up.
Wait, if I googled sexy porn stars, and it would come up with porn, music videos.
I meant pop stars, and I said porn stars.
Okay, you're weird. No, I just went onto the Daily Mail.
Oh, I see.
And that was, like, there. So, I think that's stupid.
How they rate them 18? So what would they say? Like they'd put on like top hit 40 UK at like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
How would he go about that? I mean, you can't stop children watching for music, can you?
I know it's like trying to stop a child from watching porn.
I know, it can't happen. Like,
exactly.
All seriousness, you can't stop a child watching porn unless you put it on
the police's case, trying to stop Cameron from watching child porn.
Yeah, that too.
Oh
my god.
Yeah, I got a bit of news. Right. Six-year-old boy raped by clown.
What?
Nah, I'm joking.
Fuck's sake, man.
Well, I've got a bit of news. A man sawed off his own foot and cooked it to avoid having to walk to work.
Oh my god. That's dedication.
Another reason he done it, in a desperate bid to keep collecting unemployment benefit. An Australian man reportedly sawed off his own foot then cooked it just to be sure he couldn't reattach and foil his plans. Couldn't be reattached to foil his plans.
Oh my god. Yeah, baby. That is dedication right there.
That's something I'd do.
Don't say that. I'll worry about you.
Glenn's talking to me. Oh, sorry.
I'm sure I'll ask Glenn to go on it next week. I'm sure Glenn will love to do this. Little shout out to Glenn.
Yeah, big shout out to Glenn McKay, your YouTube videos. Go to Glennie97 and watch some amazing guitar skills that include songs like Teenage Dirtbag Baby.
Right, so, Ryan, do you want to go ahead with your story?
And what would that be?
Your Black Ops news.
It's gaming news, but yeah, fine. Just a few small. These are only rumoured, remember? These aren't fact. Basically, it's just things like the new game mode will be called Escort, a new game mode similar to Search and Destroy. However, a live player must be escorted to one of these three arenas depending on the size of the map. It could be two, whatever. I don't know what that is. It could be a headquarter, I'm not really sure. The match will have rounds, one round with only one life. Drop Zone and Kill Confirm will return to Black Ops 2, but Team Defender and Infected will not. The RCXD is no longer. There will be 15 prestiges.
I'm sick of that. Like,
with 50 ranks in each.
Don't you think that they've kind of taken it too far with the prestiges? I miss 10th prestige. Like, I'm 15th prestige in Black Ops and I'm 10th prestige in MW3. I don't want to go 15th in MW3 because, just because I don't like the emblem kind of thing. And
I miss COD 4.
I miss COD 4 too. Like, it was so simple, wasn't it? Like, yeah. There wasn't a lot of annoying stuff. But anyway, back on topic, right? Ryan.
Well, other things like, the things that have been removed are, there's no mob or nuke in Black Ops 2. There's no last stand.
That's good. Sorry?
That's a shame there's no mob.
Yeah, I know.
How's that a shame?
Because, like, I don't miss the nuke at all, but I miss the mob, because mob takes skills to get. I mean, it's not as if you can, like, camp for a mob, can you? Because you'll get hunted down. You can camp for a nuke as soon as you get your Harriers, etc.
You tried camping for a mob and then the barrel got revenge.
I didn't camp, I swear to God. Right, we'll talk about that later.
Once again, those death streaks have been completely removed.
Aye, so they say.
Good.
Along with the flamethrower attachment. In map designs will be based on modern Black Ops, and not Modern Warfare 3 like people expected. Which is good, as I prefer Black Ops.
I'd like to point out that 402 said half of this shit before MW3 came out. He said there'd be flatter maps, that didn't happen. I mean, like, what map can you think of that's flat right now?
An Atlas?
Dome. That's about the only map that I can think of.
Map of the UK?
Right, don't take the piss, right?
Dude, that's the only reason I'm here.
I know. It's always the same, but isn't it? And Cameron, what do you think about that?
Nah. I have no idea. I just don't really prefer Dome. I think it's quite a terrible map. It's too close quarters.
I like close quarter maps. Like,
I think.
You think?
It depends on your range of skill level. Like,
I suppose.
Yeah, I was going to say something, but it's get off topic.
No, there's no topic we're talking about now, it's just...
when I say off topic, I mean it's like you're talking about this news story, but I'm sort of talking about what I want in Black Ops 2.
We'll go back to that in 2 seconds. I just want to say, you know, we were talking about the close quarters thing. Well, in Black Ops 2, the snipers have been improved so that no longer will you get hit markers. But it is possible, but there's less a chance to get a hit marker. There's no aim assist, and there's less way to improve accuracy.
Oh, that's alright then.
Depending on your condition, like if you're lying down, things like that. Sorry, Scott, continue.
I forget what I was going to say now.
What you want in Black Ops 2.
Oh yeah, it was like, see if they bring back in quickscoping, which I actually hope they do. I hope that you can't use it online, but there's a separate playlist for quickscopers.
I know exactly what you mean.
Like for CO2, like said he was going to do, but he didn't.
Yeah.
And then he quit.
Yeah.
I think they should do that, and they should have a map like Shipment. Not Dome was too big for quickscoping 1v1.
That you need running an awful lot.
I didn't like Rust for quickscoping.
I did. But High Rise was always the ideal quickscope map for everybody because it's flat.
Yeah, it was flat,
but you also had a lot of things to jump off of and spin about like a tit on. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I want to see in Black Ops 2, I really want to see support for teams. Like, you know how in all these games, like in Battlefield, where you get split up if you're going into a party and all that. I mean, MW3 did it quite well, where if you say you got a party of six and you went into a domination, they would give you, they wouldn't feed you through one person by one person by one person. They would also put you in lobbies with parties. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be more do you know what I want? I want a lobby that clan matches. If you had a clan in Call of Duty Elite and you could choose to go into another versus another clan on Call of Duty Elite.
In Modern Warfare 3 was it not meant to be game modes with clans, game battle specific rules?
That's what they said.
They said they were gonna bring that
in. I don't know, they might bring that in the next update, I'm not sure. I need to check up on that.
But let me just ask something.
On you go.
Talking about that, clan tournaments has now been implemented in Black Ops 2. So it's Elite 2.0, and I think that's just based on clan matches. So Black Ops 2 will have one clan versus another clan. You can actually go into lobbies.
That's exactly what I want. So that's what I was talking about that I wanted. So that's pretty awesome. Cameron, what about you?
Yeah, you know how...
Or not, whatever.
Cameron.
I think he's asleep.
I think he's OD'd.
Cameron, what do you think about...
Well, just to throw in one more.
Yeah, I don't really care. I'm not in a clan, so that's nothing to do with me.
I sometimes wonder why we have him.
Just to get away from that topic. Not that topic, but... Let's discuss Cameron right now. Point streaks are going to stay in Black Ops 2.
Good.
I like point streaks.
Once again, this is all rumoured.
Point streaks? I like point streaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can get up to... You don't get specialist bonus. But you do get every perk. Every perk. but it is harder to get them.
I don't think they should meddle with the specialist bonus or the specialist package. Cause I think it's amazing the way it is.
I've thought of something.
This is completely off topic to the specialist package and stuff. But you know how there's going to be 15 prestiges again. How many levels did you say there was in each prestige, Ryan?
50.
50. Well, you know how in Modern Warfare 3 it was 15 prestiges, 80 levels in each?
I think...
So there's actually info here. saying every two prestiges, five ranks will be increased, and the final prestige is 90 levels.
Son of a bitch.
Here's what I think.
I think, see, every weekend.
It should be a double XP weekend.
I don't know. I don't think they could do that.
They could do it for any other
normal.
I'm not saying it's not possible for them to do it, but I can't really see them doing that.
I know, I don't think they're gonna do it, but I mean, it would be good.
Yeah, it would.
Because it's like, that's when most people get time off.
So it's like you've got better chance of
ranking up and getting more XP.
Yeah. Maybe Treyarch will see this podcast. It's highly doubtful, but
I doubt it. Well, if you think that they are going to see this podcast, then
later I want to talk
about an idea that I have for Black Ops 2.
I would like to see it become. Black Ops 2 has it. Call of Duty Elite is adding Black Ops 2 to it soon. You can't actually go on it, but it'll say coming soon when you highlight, you know. But I think they should call it Black Ops 2.0, because that's what Elite's called. Elite 2.0 after.
I just think it's stupid. I don't get the point in 0.0.
I'm a founder in Elite, and I think it is really worth it. But everybody's different, you know.
I see the point in the actual program. I just don't mean the name, as in 2.0. What's the point in the 0.0?
Oh, alright. I don't know. I think it sounds cool.
Guys,
Elite 2.0, Black Ops
2.0. It says, like, the headline: Halo 4 multiplayer ditches firefight, gets Spec Ops. It says here, according to subscribers on Neil Gaff, the mag confirms that 343 developed Halo sequel will ditch the traditional firefight mode for 4-player campaign co-op and new Call of Duty Spec Ops style missions. I think that's just completely ruined it.
Both Halo and Call of Duty, they're both copying from one another, aren't they?
But it says here that spawn points is the new currency system in Halo 4. They'll buy things such as armor abilities, Spartan Ops missions. That's just completely ripped it from Modern Warfare 3.
Because they're taking Spec Ops missions, whereas Black Ops took theater mode from Halo. And then Modern Warfare 3 tried to implement theater mode, but they just wrecked it.
You can't even go in first person. How stupid is that? You think that they'd fix that by now.
And the old glitches where it was like it used to always sort of twitch about.
But what do you think about that, Ryan? Because I know you're a huge Halo fan.
Sorry about what is it?
Did you even listen to what I just said?
I did. Spartan Ops. Is that what you said?
They're ditching firefight and creating, they've introduced Spartan Ops, which is like just basically Spec Ops missions from. MW3.
I like that idea.
Because I'm a big fan of Spec Ops and, you know, the additional game modes like zombies and things like that.
Yeah, zombies is based.
I loved Spec Ops in Halo 3 ODST. I think that was fantastic. But
I don't like it in Halo Reach.
I mean, the ability to make yourself invincible is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it says here that Spartan Ops was probably my most favourite addition. From how it was described, think of Spartan Ops like Spec Ops from Modern Warfare, but with a storyline. They'll span out over several months, encouraging players to return to the game. That's like, I don't know, it's like basically Spec Ops missions, but it's not random like MW3, it's with a story. So it could be quite interesting.
Yep.
Like, I'd play it anyway, because I love Halo. But,
I know.
Aye.
Oh, I know.
Cameron, what do you think about that? Because I know you play Halo as well.
I would only like the Spec Ops if it was like mostly driving or close combat, because
or long range sniping.
That's the only reasons I would play that.
Yeah, Cameron prefers driving missions because he takes driving lessons in real life,
and he needs a booster seat.
We have fun.
Okay,
I like driving missions because, like, in Halo 3, the last mission, the driving mission, that one's quite good.
What do you guys want to see come back in Halo 4? Or be added.
I still haven't finished Halo 3.
Like, I'd like, I'm not sure.
Ah, son of a bitch.
I mean,
I would love to see, you know, Halo's always been known, if you complete it in Legendary, you get that special video at the end. I don't think they've ever done, you get it in Legendary and get a special mission. And I think if you complete it in Legendary, then you could get a special co-op mission. And depending on what you do in that co-op mission, changes the storyline at the end.
That took a very long time to
It's kind of like, you've got to complete the mission the right way to understand the story. I just think they should do more than just a video, like a 15 second added ending. The Modern Warfare 2 done. Modern Warfare, when you completed it in, like, what was it?
Veteran.
I don't know, Legendary or something, the hardest.
Veteran, that's it.
You completed it in Veteran, you got that extra video then, did you know?
That was a waste.
I'm thinking of something.
It says that there's another addition to Halo 4 here called Forerunner Vision. It says, ever wanted to be Superman? Now you can. See through walls with your X-ray vision. That is just completely ripping it from that Black Ops rumour that we just talked about, isn't it?
We actually didn't talk about it in the video,
I don't think.
Oh, no, we did. We were talking about it earlier, before the podcast, that Black Ops rumour that you can get a kill streak, like goggles, is it? Like heat goggles?
No, it's an attachment to your gun.
That is just completely ripping it from that, I think.
It's like the Marksman Pro. Yeah, thing in Modern Warfare 3.
You know what I would love, in Battlefield and in Halo, when you, I don't know, I've not played a lot of Battlefield, but you knife someone and it kind of makes this action as if you're grabbing them. And
I am playing Battlefield right now. Every time you walk up behind someone, kind of grabs them, pulls them back and stabs them in the throat.
I would love to see Black Ops in that, but it does get annoying. I've not played a lot of Battlefield, but when I play Halo and I'm like jumping someone's back, killing them, then I'm getting knifed.
It's just the animation, but it's so cool.
Can I be really off topic for just two seconds?
Yeah.
So you guys seen Titanic?
Look at this picture.
Give me a minute.
If I did not last time open the picture, my laptop started talking to me.
That might have been it, by the way. I'm not sure.
That fucking screaming lady.
Just so you know what we're talking about. A woman started screaming. Scary.
It was like we could hear it through the headset and everything, man. It was like that thing from, is it The Exorcist?
I don't know if you guys have seen the Boomer in Black when she comes up to the screen and screams. Or you might have watched, you know, the videos of a car going along a hill, then a woman comes up.
Yeah.
It was like that.
Yeah, a jumper.
Yeah.
No. I'm looking at this. I get it. that's funny. I'll post that up in the video. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm just looking for random pictures.
Yeah. What were we talking about there before?
It's Halo 4.
It says here returning armor abilities will be the hologram jetpack and active camo. Which I think that's awesome. It says, Firefight, once again, no explanation why aside from the picture caption, the caption read, Halo 4's campaign is still playable with 4 players online. Yes! Spartan Ops will not replace the campaign co-op experience, which is always good. No more weapon camping. It says, One of the skills that separated veteran players from inexperienced players was the ability to time power weapon spawns. In Halo 4, this will be near impossible. Weapons drop down in drop pods at random locations around the map. That's awesome.
Near impossible, but you've still got those sad bastards that'll find a way to do it.
Every every time at the end of a round, a random weapon pot drop.
What's that?
In Halo.
Alright, no, it's just said at random times throughout the game, at random locations, it'll drop power weapons.
You know what I've always hoped? I hope Halo 4 or Black Ops 2 make something like, you know, you have like every map in Modern Warfare 3, always everybody goes to the one spot.
Yeah.
I hope they make such a big map, like there's loads of different spots and...
See, big maps are an issue. Maybe not for Halo because it's got vehicles in it, but like, say for Call of Duty and all that, big maps are an issue for like sprinting, and it's very time consuming and it's really boring. But because Halo's got vehicles, I can see why that's, you know.
Do you think Call of Duty should bring in vehicles into multiplayer
no,
again?
No, that'll be just like too much like Battlefield, I think.
That's...
But remember, they have already brought vehicles in before.
I know, that was before Battlefield though, that was in COD 5, you only had one tank, that was about it.
No, I mean online, it wasn't all like COD 1 or 2 on the PC.
I never played them, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, they had vehicles in them.
Alright.
It's COD's evolved too much, I think. I don't know about you guys, but I'm happy the way COD is right now.
So am I, except...
I mean, they're obviously doing something right to sell millions.
You mean with little 12-year-olds complaining that they get outshotted by...
Yeah, everybody complains, we're not going to stop the 12-year-olds, you know.
Yeah, I've got a couple more things here about Halo 4. It says no more respawn delay, so it's got the whole tap X when you die to get sent back into the match.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's the best thing I've heard.
Yeah, except from, it says that the Halo spawns are not so great, and, you know, you can get spawn trapped very, very easily if that happens. And joining in progress is, and it says, so to solve the quitting problem, 343 implemented the ability to join games that are in progress. That's awful. That means it'll put you in games that have already started.
That's terrible.
I know.
That was one good thing. Well, there's many good things, but that's...
That's what, I hope Black Ops 2 doesn't have that, to be honest. Like, I think they should adapt it from Halo, where they can't join if a game's already started. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. But like, you know people wait, like saying, oh, this is taking forever to connect or whatever.
Yeah, that's
just
that's
imagine
the
how long it would take.
Have you guys played Alien vs Predator?
Nope.
Well, see Alien vs Predator online, it literally takes about a half hour to get into a match. Not even kidding. The viewers that are viewing this just now will know what I'm talking about if they've played Alien vs Predator, but seriously, it was really bad. Does anyone else get any stories they want to share?
Nope.
Scott?
Nope.
Cameron?
Nope.
Can I just say nope? That's
nope.
Now, hold on. I will Google it. Well, does anyone have any, like, entertaining real-life stories?
I haven't got a story, but I've got, like, a question type thing.
Alright.
Although it is copying it from Painkiller already.
Is it right? Go.
Okay. If you had to spend 2 years in a cabin in the woods, like, by yourself, you couldn't leave or anything, what film, what person, and what game would you take?
Ooh. That's a toughie.
I would probably take Halo, because you can keep creating new things.
Yeah, and Forge World.
I would take Skyrim.
Yeah, I'd take Skyrim as well. Because you can play it for hours and hours and hours.
Campaign over and over, would you know?
No. It's good, like...
No, because you could level up different skills.
It's basically unlimited quests as well. I mean, I think there's like one person in the world that's completed every quest in Skyrim.
Oh, what? I want to be the second guy.
I'm not sure about that, but, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What films would you take?
Films or film?
Film, but it can be box sets.
Awesome. I would take the... Star Wars saga. I cannot get enough of those films.
I'd take Band of Brothers.
Never seen that film.
It's not a film, it's like a box set of 10 episodes. It's absolutely amazing.
Alright, what about you, Ryan?
It's gonna have to be Austin Powers. Come on.
Austin Powers. Yes.
Remember though, you're here for 2 years.
I don't know.
Take the whole Big Bang box series.
Oh god.
That's
why
TV.
Why did I do that? Oh wait, that's. It has to be a film.
But so is Band of Brothers though, actually, so.
Ha! Really cheated. See that that you're hearing right now, guys? That's concentration.
Yes, I'd take Big Bang Theory, actually.
But you have to choose a film, no. Dude.
If we're talking about TV programs, it would have to be South Park or Simpsons. Just for the sheer fact that there's a lot of series, there's a lot of watching.
No, I would still take Big Bang Theory because I could just watch them all over again, over and over.
Can we move on to the person?
Yep.
Yeah, move on to the person.
Can it be a well-known famous celebrity or is it a friend?
A celebrity.
Right.
I'm thinking more
along the lines of female, but if you want to go.
While you guys are thinking about that, I played with a YouTube commentator today.
Who?
Mr. Shebang. It's a small channel, right? But the guy's awesome. Like, seriously, he's awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. Do you remember that time you made Fearcrads leave? No, we all made Fearcrads leave.
Yeah, we went into a game with Fearcrads and iTemp, and we absolutely whipped them, and we made them leave. It was an amazing day.
Basically what happened was Tony was getting all excited. Oh my god, we made these people leave, and we're all like,
who are these people?
Who the hell are these people?
Yeah. Have you never looked them up yet?
I looked them up once and then I just gave up because I couldn't be bothered.
I literally got to YouTube,
typed in fear, and then logged off.
Why did I believe you?
Because it just describes me all over.
Yeah, you're the laziest bastard.
I don't know if you'll agree with this, but I went on Facebook, anyone want a YouTube shout out, and somebody's liked it, and I just want to know fucking...
It depends who it is.
Well, if I'm going to tell you the name, then it's time to click a shout out.
Say it in the chat.
Yeah, dude, say it in the chat. Be a bull.
But I kind of, Alfred wrote it on Facebook, so the person has liked it, so I'm going to do it, okay?
See if someone's bad, I'm going to hit you.
So this is a big shout out to someone who liked my Facebook status, and I'm very happy. Shout out to Stephen Boland.
Thank you.
We respect you for being such an awesome guy, dude.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the conversation.
Yeah, baby. Okay, no, love you, Stephen. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, what else is there to talk about here?
We haven't finished the question. What female would you take?
Does it have to be a female?
It doesn't have to be.
But remember, 2 years.
Yeah, I know, but they're still there. My king. You know.
I would take Siobhan.
Because she's a celebrity.
Oh, that's right, aye. Never mind.
Because the YouTube viewers know who Siobhan is.
Selena Gomez.
Not obviously. I could have told you that. Who he would take.
So yeah, that's me, man.
I've got a feeling Cameron's going to say Justin Bieber and I'm actually going to hit him.
Cam, you have to listen to the conversation.
I'm sorry, right, but I would have to take Adele.
Oh, fuck sake.
She's a fantastic singer, okay? She could entertain you. She's funny.
What makes you think she's gonna enter? You just could clap her hands like, Adele, sing! She's just gonna sing to you. Exactly.
Cameron, do you? Cameron, do you want to answer?
I have no idea who I would take.
We can hear a battlefield scene.
Cameron, you can't just say I have no idea. What do you think of the Halo? I don't know.
I would probably just take someone to do all the washing and the cooking and the cleaning.
That's anybody.
Cameron, you're the shittest guest I've ever seen in my life.
He's the only guest we've had.
Well, I said, yeah, I've seen, not I've spoke to.
Alright.
So, yeah. I think there's one I'm missing out, but I'm sure. Maybe there isn't, I'm not sure. Did I miss out something?
Nope.
No, I said Skyrim, Star Wars, and Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
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 Ryan? You still need to choose a film?
I don't really. No, I'm gonna say. You need something to entertain you, but it needs to be long. You know, and I mean, you're gonna have to watch it along.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
No.
Okay, no.
Fair enough. Sorry, you can have time to think.
Fine, but what about that Star Chicken Wars?
Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken Wars.
Robot Wars. Star Wars Robot Chicken. It doesn't matter. Is that your thinking sound there, Ryan?
I don't know, what did I do? What was the sound?
Nothing, you're not doing anything.
Oh, that's cool, guy.
That's the sound that you're thinking.
Plank.
Plank? Are you talking to Plank as in the one from Ed, Edd n Eddy, or?
I don't know. I actually said, Blank. As
Oh, I thought you said Plank as in the one from Ed, Edd n Eddy, but you know, whatever. Okay, this is never good.
I'd take Emily Head.
Emily Head, who's that?
Carly from In Between Us.
Why would you take her?
Get her to act out In Between Us.
What?
Get her to act out In Between Us.
Get her to? Or how do you know she'll do it?
So hold a gun to her head and say, do it, bitch.
So you'll have a gun all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Would that happen?
There's a cabin in the woods. You're gonna have like a shotgun or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or a rifle.
Okay, you didn't mention that, so...
That's not the point. I have hidden compartments in my cabin, you don't.
Fair enough. I really want to know how you get hidden compartments and we don't, but okay.
Because I was the one that came up with the question.
Hey, fair, fine, fine, fair enough. I'm going to come up with a question now. Right,
just... Potato!
Really?
Yeah.
Just casually, yeah. And what? Right, before I ask a question, I've got a story here that I'll share. It's, two 17-year-old schoolgirls have written a guide for parents on how to raise teenagers. I'll post a picture of these two teenagers. The one on the right looks like she's got Down syndrome, but she's not. And the one on the left looks like she's got a gun held to her head to make her smile. So, I'll post that on the screen. And I'll read this out just now. Parents of teenagers will know that there's no greater mystery, blah, 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 blah. So these two chicks have written this thing to teach parents how to raise teenagers. Two chicks have, like, what about boys? They know fuck all about raising boys, seriously. They'll be like, yeah, make sure you buy them lots of makeup, and oh, make sure there's lots of tampons everywhere, because girls need tampons, and you don't know that because you're parents!
That is technically sexist, I'm sorry.
Exactly. It's two schoolgirls that have written this on how to raise teenagers. Not teenage girls, teenagers. So... I bet they've not included, you have to buy one game every week. No, they haven't. And I bet they haven't included, like, you know, privacy for that special thing that boys do.
I bet you they haven't included pacifiers for Tony.
The what?
Dummies. Pacifiers.
Oh, yeah. You have to get lots of them for me.
Okay, I've got another like on this Facebook stats for a shout out.
Oh, good God.
So I'm giving a big shout out to Angela Foe.
Yes! I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Angela. We'll get a fan with Tony there, yep. Yeah.
Love you.
So thanks for liking the status, and sorry for interrupting. Continue.
Really, Angela? Oh, okay. So what do you guys think about these two chicks writing this? How to raise 17-year-old girls?
I think we should write our own book.
That will happen.
That will happen. It's already happened. I've got it in my head.
I'll make that happen. It will happen. Wait, what should we call it?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Ryan, you can just say it out loud. Guys, Ryan just said in the chat, guys, I need a piss.
Exclamation point.
He's got exclamation mark, thanks God.
Basically, he's going to the toilet.
Thanks, bye, Ryan.
Don't take the mic with you.
Give her
Tony.
Give her one for me.
Tony made that mistake once.
I bet it won't be. I bet all you hear is that.
I was joking, God.
Oh no, you weren't. You would have said it if you were joking.
No, that's Cameron when he's watching Family Guy.
I bet he just pissed him. I bet he just pissed himself. Like, guys, I was joking. I don't really need to go anymore.
No,
you know?
I was joking.
Why do I not believe you? But okay.
If you were joking, then why'd you say it with an exclamation mark?
You didn't even say it.
It was a joke. I was waiting to see. We're not having this conversation, okay?
Oh, if you're gonna tell us that you're going somewhere, just tell us.
Okay, fine. I'm not going anywhere.
Hey, guys, if you had to live with one commentator, who would it be?
Woody's Gamertag.
Same. Woody's Gamertag. He's such a cool mellow guy.
Because he's awesome.
No, like, what? Yeah. Why would you choose him to live with?
Because he's like a really awesome fatherly figure, and he could teach me how to dance.
I would live with Diggy Smalls. I would. I idolise Diggy. Diggy is my hero. I would live with him because he lives in Los Angeles, okay? And he speaks about the most amazing things. He spoke about he just made a commentary about how a kid in a line at a store was doing his tits in. And it made me laugh so much. Do you know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, who wouldn't want a guy making you laugh 24/7? You know what I mean?
That just basically sounded like you describing a type of guy that you'd want to go out with.
Oh, fuck off.
I'd love a guy that makes me laugh all the time.
I hate you so much. Like, so much. You've just put me in a real downer, you know that?
Oh, God. I know. That's what I'm here for.
So expect that every week, folks. Scott, depressing Tony.
No. Cokey.
Cokey, depressing fear. Yes. Yeah. So as I said earlier, well, at the beginning, everyone in the podcast Gamertag will be in the description, so you can add us and play with us. No homo.
Only you could think of homo things from that.
No, admit it, everyone thought that.
Even I didn't think of one there. I didn't.
Others, and play with us.
I can say it with a straight face right now. I didn't.
I did not believe you. Why did I get the feeling that you're smiling right now?
I'm not smiling right now. I'm merely grinning.
Right, I don't believe you. But anyway. I think that's enough for one night, don't you?
No. Dude, I could go to like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, maybe, but you've run out of things to talk about already, haven't you?
No. No, you just don't give us a chance to talk about things.
Cameron, you keep interrupting us, God.
Cameron.
Like Cameron, he's not got a word in yet.
I guess he's too busy trying to calm down his laptop.
Yeah, he's too busy, like, pulling himself off to his robotic voice. Yeah, hello. Hold on. Don't stop. All right. What do you want to talk about then?
I've got one, but Ryan, have you got any that you want to go first?
It's not so much a question, but no, mine will take a long time, Scott, just use yours.
No, honestly, go. I'm not bothered.
I want to. I was thinking about don't ask each other questions. Kind of like truth.
See.
Now you get the truth and dare.
Alright, well, can I do mine first then?
Here you go.
2012, December 21st. Do you think anything will happen? End of the world spectacle.
I would just like to interrupt here and say that it's been proven wrong because the Mayan calendar was made to say that December 21st and that's when it ended. But Julius Caesar.
Wait, can I just interrupt again?
Julius, no.
Yes,
Caesar,
guys.
The leap year.
To all these people that are listening to the podcast, because you can hear my voice over his. This is basically me proving a point that Tony is actually sad enough to sit and Google this sort of stuff.
I didn't Google it. I just heard it. I can't remember where. Okay, but
from where?
I can't remember. But Julius Caesar.
From the bottom of a shredded box doesn't count.
Julius Caesar created the leap year after the Mayans.
Did he create the Caesar salad?
No. he created the leap year, so technically, December 21st.
Did he create leapfrog as well?
Months ago, so no, nothing's gonna happen. Point proven.
Because you've done that, I hope the world does blow up or something.
I bet you do. You'll be screaming.
Just to prove you're wrong.
No, please don't take me. Take my virginity. Just
no,
don't
I'll be
take me.
No, I'll be laughing at you while it's being sucked into a black hole.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you'll buckle out your window while your house is getting picked up like the Wizard of Oz. You'll land on Cameron's
house
or something.
I'll just be flying back. Ah, you wanker. Die.
Just like, you're like spamming X to respawn and shit. I bet that'll happen as well. You'll like pick up your controller. No! No! Lag!
Dude, the first time I go into work, I'm going to put in a tactical insertion.
I bet when
down.
You go to the pearly gates of heaven, you'll say to St. Peter, you're a fucking hacker. And then you'll like rage quit heaven or something. That's something that you
Does
would
that
do.
Suicide? Does that mean suicidal people rage quit life?
I suppose they do, yeah. Or the electricity of life has ran out and their Xbox turned off. Their Xbox being a metaphor for life too, but you know.
There was no more babies just to shake about, so they could just kill themselves.
Yeah, it's like, where are the babies? There isn't any. Fuck this shit!
Right, Ryan, your turn.
Okay, wait, really, it was just truth, you know?
Yeah, go for it.
We'll ask each other truths.
Go for it. Cameron, you're joining in, by the way.
No.
You have to, you're a guest, bitch. Booyah!
I have the power to leave.
Believe then, you.
Oh my god, that's
you haven't said
friggin'
anything.
Cold. Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh my god, we can hear you spraying deodorant. It's like.
It's cold.
I'm sure. Okay, Ryan, what are you saying?
It's colder than your heart.
You're so nasty to each other.
I know.
Wait.
Okay, I'm on a website, okay, so it's not my fault if it's.
Hello?
Did you hear
Hello?
That?
No.
Aww.
No.
I farted into the mic. Oh, that's stinking. What were you saying?
Oh, that's
what were you saying, Ryan?
Do that sound terrible? Do you remember who liked to start this? Angela and Stephen could be sitting listening to this.
Oh, God.
But anyway, right. Who's first in my Skype line? Okay, Tony, you're first.
Yeah?
When was the last time
you took a shower?
Shower? That is the worst truth I've ever heard.
Just get them off the website, okay? They'll get better.
You're getting that one. I'm gonna get something horrible.
I took a shower this morning.
Good.
Right, Scott.
What is the most trouble you've been in with the law?
Ooh, that time you raped a girl. Remember that? Oh, no, I promise I wouldn't tell.
Dude, it wasn't a girl.
It was a boy.
You're not
sorry.
Yourself here.
Wait, Scott.
Bookie's not scared to,
Never.
You've never, ever been in trouble with the law.
Never.
Wow.
Never.
Oh, goody two shoes.
Cameron. If you were offered £100 would to kiss a corpse, would you?
Obviously would, he's already a necrophiliac.
He's already put his little tiger in one, why wouldn't he kiss one?
He lives in a morgue.
His wife is like Margaret Thatcher's mother.
Russell's the Undertaker.
Oh. Anyway.
Okay. Wait. Let him answer. Cameron, would you?
No.
Right, Tony.
No, right, yeah. Tony. In what situation do you feel sexy? In what situation do you feel sexy?
This is him filling out an application form for a dating site for you.
It's for example, like, I feel sexy in the shower, or and looking in the mirror in the morning, or whatever.
Basically, when do you feel most horny?
Sexy, not horny. I feel same more thing. Sexy trying on some brand new clothes.
Good.
Good. Scott, good. Have you ever cheated on someone?
No.
Kevin Whedon, have you ever shoplifted, and what did you shoplift?
Nope.
Oh, you guys are boring.
Never.
I've done all of
this. Vaseline in a pack of
socks. I've been into trouble with the law. I've cheated on someone and I've shoplifted something. You guys are boring.
Tony, you seem to get the boss from right? What is the naughtiest thing you've ever done or thought about?
Why do I always get the sexist ones and then they all get the ones that I've done? That's bullshit.
Oh, you've kissed a corpse
no. for £100.
You know what I mean? Oh,
you.
Right. No,
that's
stop,
sick.
Please.
I'm trying to think,
I swear to God. Right. What was the question?
What is the naughtiest thing you've ever done or even thought about? The
naughtiest thing I've done.
Or thought about.
Naughty as in sexy naughty or naughty as in bad boy?
He masturbated in the children's playground.
Sexy naughty.
I can't say I've done anything truly sexy naughty, to be honest. So I'm afraid I'm not available for that one.
But you've thought about something.
So what have you thought about?
We know you have because I've seen your face in computing.
But oh yeah.
See?
Oh God.
Come on.
The people are waiting.
I bet he's trying to pretend that his mic's lagging.
No, I'm just. What am I supposed to say here?
Right, thought about
What
are you supposed to say? What you thought about?
Self-explanatory. I don't understand. I thought about a chick naked. That's about it.
Who?
That was not the question.
So that's not a thing you've ever imagined. Just somebody standing naked.
Yes, let's just say yes, okay?
In a completely white room, just there.
Just there with their arms at their sides and their legs together. Just looking at
Wait, Scott, when was the last time you looked in someone's window at night while driving/walking by their house?
I don't go outside. I'm such a lazy sod.
Old Cameron.
Cameron, are you there? Have you ever caught yourself checking out a person of the same sex?
I've never checked out someone of the same sex.
You checked out Tony.
Oh my God, Tony. What adolescent fantasy still holds an erotic charge for
what?
You?
What does that even mean?
What do you fantasize about?
I'm reading an A's question. You've not been asked any.
Because I'm reading them right short.
What was the question?
Wait, I'll look up some ones for Ryan.
I'll do the next one, right?
That one doesn't make any sense.
Wait, what's your worst erotic fantasy?
I'm fucking erotic fantasies. Seriously?
Jish.
My most erotic fantasy is having meh and Selena Gomez alone in a pure white room. Just looking into each other's eyes and licking each other's faces.
Have you ever punched someone? No, I've never punched someone, but not deliberately.
They're just like, oh, sorry, I'm so sorry.
No, I punched Wallace and crap.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Scott, have you ever stuffed your bra?
Yes, every day.
Scott, that's a...
What, the $10 all the time?
Scott, that's a bummer.
Cameron, what do you daydream about? And I know you daydream.
Nothing. I
want to say something. I'm not gonna say it out loud though.
The chat and then like.
Right, Cameron. What do you do, Dream? I mean, I used to see you in my ass look at the window and you're like,
"Out." I don't know.
I just drift off. I don't daydream. I just drift off looking.
I'm putting that in the video, by the way. Just that.
Oh my god.
What?
Oh my god.
No, Scott's message.
Have you ever? Oh, Tony, have you ever had a crush on a teacher?
God, yes.
Who?
My P5 teacher, Miss Smith. Oh, and Miss Leonard in PE.
I'd laugh if she watched this.
I'd take it on, baby.
I'm giving her the link to this.
Do it.
Then I'm gonna give her the time.
Who's that teacher in English?
Oh, Scott, this.
Miss Kennan.
You made her emigrate.
Wait, Scott, this is an amazing question for you.
Oh God.
No, it's actually a good question.
Okay, go.
There was a giant explosion. You and two other people of the same sex survived. Who would you want them to be and why?
Good ones.
Two people of the same sex.
Yes.
Ryan.
Right.
Because.
Can I hear Nellie?
No, sorry.
Ryan, because you're cool.
Thanks, babe. Tony, because you could be like her gay son.
What? That's the worst reason I've ever heard.
I'll open that question for discussion, Tony, but who would you take and why?
Two people the same sex, probably my dad and Scott.
Not Scott.
Cheers.
My dad and... Why does it have to be the same sex? That's gay.
Because it says in the question, right?
Fair enough. My dad and... Diggy. Diggy.
That YouTube commentator.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it said Haggy. So why would you want to stand on an island and ever be Haggy?
I'll put a picture of Haggy just like on the screen, just so you know what he looks like. Okay, that's Scott. Haggy. That right here.
What is abnormal about you?
What is abnormal? I can lick my elbow.
Oh wait, sorry, that's for Cameron, because you got the explosion question. Cameron, what is abnormal about you?
Everything. Ryan, I've got a question for you, by the way.
Hey, can we do it after Cameron?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Not normal, the opposite, like,
what's wrong? Tony, that's sick.
I didn't even say anything! Right, Cameron, what were you saying?
Don't know how to answer that question.
What's that? Difficult about you? Like, what's strange about you that no one else like does or?
Hey, Cameron, what do you think for that, Scott? You ask me mine.
Have you? have you ever peed in a pool?
Oft I. It's like tradition for me, Scott. You don't understand. If I don't, God will strike me down. Right, Cameron, back to you.
A different question.
Okay, you can. Right, once you've answered this, I'll tell you what you just couldn't have said. Oh wait, you can't answer what's the worst date you've ever been on, because... None. I know, this is perfect. We'll do this in the party, right? Which person in this room would you least want to have with you on a deserted island, and why?
Cameron.
Because he's so irritating.
Scott.
Scott, and why?
Because
So say stuff about me.
I do not.
You do.
I do not. You always say stuff about
me.
I'll
just go up to you and go, Cameron, you suck. Just let me
know. Tony, have you ever Googled yourself and found out the internet knows where you lived?
No.
Or live?
No. Why would I do that? I don't think anyone's done that.
I've Googled myself, but I don't...
I've Googled myself. In P4. But, yeah.
I Googled myself yesterday.
Mate, 2 seconds, it's loading. Mate, Scott.
Oh, God.
You're on a first date with a guy you really like. I just sat across the table and he sneezes. He blows his nose and puts away the hanky. But there is still something hanging from his nose. Do you tell him?
Yes, you go, there's a fucking giant body dropped in for your snout.
Yes.
You don't tell him to get on the table and dance. Whilst I slowly left the restaurant.
I'm sorry, sir, but there's a Callum hanging for your nostril.
No, I'm just waiting. Excuse me, you've got a giant fucking snot hanging for your snout. And then you just like, he goes red, and then you like whip your knob out, and then you're
Cameron.
I don't know.
Cameron, if you could change one physical feature about yourself, what would you change and why?
I'd probably make myself taller.
Right, that's what I was about to say, but the last one was abnormal, you're small. Tony, what is the one toy you cannot live without? And it's
Marks toy. Oh my God! I sent that to the wrong person! Oh God!
Who did you send it to?
What's wrong?
I sent Cameron a very, very, very bad message. And
what does it say?
I don't know how to read them.
Cameron.
Tony, just shut up and tell us what it says.
Oh God.
Tony, come on, you're in a YouTube video. Come on.
Right. I'm professional. I can. Keep handing us these. Go.
Oh my God, is that what you sent him?
Yeah.
Oh dear God, right.
I'm so sorry.
Do you read the messages?
I'm so sorry, Cameron.
Wait, whose turn is it?
What?
It's Tony's, but I didn't like the toy question because he's not a child.
Toy question?
Never mind, it's what toy would you keep? What toy would you... Ah, oh, forget, I've skipped it now.
Just give me that one.
If you could know one thing from the future, what would it be and why?
How I die? Or when? Just so I can be prepared for it and say my goodbyes and shit.
Just a question out of nowhere. How would you all like to die? What would you... I know it's death isn't a good thing, but...
Dying in my sleep after a long game of Call of Duty.
Scott?
I don't know. I want to get run over by a car.
Lovely.
I want to get impaled in a tree.
Oh, good God.
Right, okay. Oh, this is a question for Cameron. Who do you think is the best hair in this party?
It's funny because we've all got shite here.
Son of a bitch, this is my turn, you bastard.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, so it is. Sorry, Scott.
I want a new question, though.
Right. Well, Cameron, you answer that, then I'll do Scott.
I would not know.
I don't know. It's very descriptive in the way he said it, though.
It's funny, even at 10 minutes past 2 in the morning, there's still 24 million people on Skype.
It's funny, huh?
Yeah.
I remember you got your different time zones, it might be in the morning for some people.
Yeah.
17 of those are African.
Right, Scott, what is your middle name?
What is it?
What is your middle name?
Robert James.
That was a terrible question.
You're a hard one, you've only got one.
I want a new one.
Right. What kind of animal would you like to be, and where would you like to live as that animal?
What animal? I want to be a dragon.
I want to be a dragon.
I want to be a dragon too.
I want to be a teddy bear.
I want to be a teddy bear so fucking bad. Sorry.
That was pointless. No, I want to be a dog.
Right. Stay in the same sex you are now. What movie/TV star would you like to... most like to look like?
That's a tough one.
It has to be male because you're male now.
I'm gonna have to say Johnny Depp. Because, like, he can do really good, like, expressions and shit, and everyone seems to love him, so why the fuck not?
Right, fine. Scott, have you ever found a wallet/purse with money in it and never turned it in?
Nope.
What, you mean you've never found one or you've kept the money?
I've never found one.
Lies. Just out of interest, do you guys want to go into town tomorrow? Random.
I'm revising all day tomorrow, so no.
Hanek. I'm studying.
I like how you're saying, Hanek. We have exams coming up in less than...
You dude, shut up, I'm shitting myself as it is.
less than 20 days before our first exam.
Yeah, it's funny.
And it's computing.
Huh. What?
Oh.
Wait. Whose turn is it, Ryan?
It's Cameron's.
Cameron!
I'm sorry, I'm just... coming up with stupid questions.
Which of the questions asked towards you, Ryan?
Scott, you're just going to tell me, ask me questions. I don't mind, I'm just saying... I don't want to read them off the same website to myself, because then I could just scroll through, don't like that one, don't like that one, don't like that one. Cameron, are you happy with the sex you are, or would you turn the opposite sex?
Happy with the sex,
man. Right. Tony.
What?
Have you ever fooled around with someone in anyone's room, and who was it?
No.
No, that's... what a terrible... I'm sorry, I just ruined the whole thing.
Don't forget that Bob the Builder, bro.
You did chop.
Oh, sorry, was I not meant to tell anybody?
No.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
What did you say? I'm gonna watch the YouTube video again, you might as well just tell me. Well?
He said something about me shagging a teddy bear, but whatever.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Scott, would you ever consider having piercings or tattoos, etc.?
Yes, I want a tattoo.
And what? Sorry.
Probably either a US flag or the Rise Against logo.
That's awesome.
Right, Cameron, one in the whole world, who would it be? Date anyone?
What?
If you could date anyone in the whole world, who would it be? And why? And see, I said if they know when I'm at school, because that could lead to an awkward meeting. You're hardly going to bump into fucking Selena Gomez in here too, are you?
Oh, don't steal my bitch. Chloe Reed! What?
That's you.
No, you've told us your secret, babe. We all know.
Please, can you answer?
I don't know.
Come on, you're 16. You must have thought about it.
Burn this, I'm playing the Xbox.
But you're never coming back on as a guest.
Ever.
Tony, if you had a superpower, what would you have?
Shapeshifting.
And why? Sorry. No, I keep missing it, and the why.
Because I could be whoever and whatever I want to be. So, like, if someone was bullying me, I could turn into a predator and, like, take out my wrist blades and then stick them up their mouth. And then if the cops come, I'd turn invisible, and then I'd run away and I'd be invincible. And then I'd be, like, a super criminal, and then I'd kill Batman. Don't miss my dreams, bitch!
And yet you're still some spider.
You dude, shut up. Spiders scare me.
I hate spiders.
That was a good question. I doubt myself.
Do we have any other topics we can talk about besides this?
Do you have any phobias?
Spiders! Fucking hate them.
I don't get it right. I don't like being in the dark, but I'm not scared of the dark. Like, some days I could walk out and I could run about the streets.
What did you say there? I heard something different.
Dark. Sometimes.
Dark.
Oh, I thought you said peeing in the dark.
That's what I'm saying. I can never piss in the dark. Well, you ever tried it?
Hey, you always miss yourself. You always miss the pan.
Okay, can I just give a random, complete random shout out to a certain friend of mine, Tony Greer?
Oh, I like that.
Who's just liked the Facebook status. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, he's a good
wee
guy.
Cunt. How?
I just so happen to know that well, and I'm telling him you said that, prick.
Because it's you, you prick.
Come on then, right now!
I'd like to give another shout out to Mr. Barnes, you're a legend. I did not like the status, but still.
Mr. Barnes, you're a legend.
We can leave a link to his channel in the description. Johnny!
Yes! Remember,
leave a description for Glenn too.
Oh yeah, Glenn, yeah. Right, guys, are we okay for packing this up now? It's been a good run.
Want to make it 2 hours.
How long's it been?
1 hour 34 according to the conversation chat.
Ah, I see. Okay, we can make it 2 hours.
I
want it to be like 2 hours 5 minutes and 32 seconds.
Right. Good. If you had to change one game or make a perfect game, what would you do?
Duck Goose.
Duck dudes with machine guns.
Instead of
my head! You know.
Instead of being the goose, you get shot.
Yeah, that would work.
By wild goose hunters.
By poachers. African poachers.
That's what game I'd change.
Okay,
that or hide and seek.
I'd make Skyrim 2 player. Or 4 player.
Yes! God, yes.
Skyrim 4 player. Bethesda, do it!
Sorry. Please!
Make group quests, do anything, it must happen now, it'd be so fucking awesome!
Well, for me, I would create a new game called, I don't know, Design-O-Matic or something, and you could take a picture with your phone.
Hey, that's an app, dude.
No, listen. You could take a picture with your phone or laptop or your camera or whatever, hook it onto your game's console and upload it to the game, and it would turn it like animated, and you could roam about your thing, like Call of Duty. Take a picture of your city or something, like Call of Duty in Scotland.
Oh, that'd be quite cool, Call of Duty in Air Academy.
That's what I'm saying. No, you could just take a picture.
I'm in English, right? You can.
But, you know, it'd be good for call outs, but they're on science,
And we're a bush. I fucking moved up to biology, but you know.
Miss McDonald's room,
What about you, Cameron? And he fucked me then. Oh, I think he's dead. Cameron, you dead?
Nope, I just don't use I wasn't taking any more part in it.
He's just cracking one.
Right, you're officially the worst guest anyone's ever had on.
Those are the exact words I was going to say. That's actually scary.
Well, you're officially the worst guest anyone's ever had ever.
Yes, I was going to say those exact words.
That's scary.
That is scary.
That is scary.
That is scary.
That's well scary.
That's well scary. Maybe too scary.
Shut up. Yeah. I'd just like to say out of interest that the first episode of my Star Wars The Old Republic Let's Play will be up tomorrow. So you guys can be sure. Right, you're officially the worst guest anyone's ever had on.
Those are the exact words I was going to say. That's actually scary.
Well, you're officially the worst guest anyone's ever had ever.
Yes, I was going to say those exact words.
That's scary.
That is scary.
That is scary.
That is scary.
That's well scary.
That's well scary. Maybe too scary.
Shut up. Yeah. I'd just like to say out of interest that the first episode of my Star Wars The Old Republic Let's Play will be up tomorrow. So you guys can be sure. And I'll be playing the Bounty Hunter thanks to my good friend Ryan here. He suggested it, so unless anyone else can suggest any other classes that they want me to play, I'll be happy to do that. But Ryan said Bounty Hunter, so I'll do Bounty Hunter. I think no one's getting any input in that. It's just like, yeah, good luck with that, Tony. Yeah.
No, nobody cares.
You know, I've subscribed to someone on YouTube, Jamie X Elite.
Oh, I know.
Basically post glitches every day. And there's been a glitch, it's just for the fans out there of Modern Warfare 3 and Infected. It's an Infected glitch. What you do is, once you get infected, well, first you must join your join a game, leave, join your friend's session. Then once you die, leave, change your clan tag, then join the session again, and you've got all your kills that you had before, but you've not got any deaths. So, yeah.
So, if you had like 23 kills, you could get a mobile one kill.
Yeah, you just leave, then you join the game again with a different clan tag. That's you.
That's a mega glitch. Mega.
Want I'm going to try that out there, right after this game. Try that.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm going to try that out right after this.
Yeah, use a lot for playing Modern Warfare 3 after this.
What?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm up for it, man.
Wait, I've got a seat. Alright, on you go, Ryan.
No, I was just asking a question about what do you think about social networking?
I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
There's no point to it.
Of course there is. It's a way for people to communicate with each other outside, like phones and shit. So free. It's free. It's popular. I mean, what's wrong with it?
Get off your fat arse and walk to their house.
No, but seriously, there's not like I don't have anything against it, do you, Ryan?
Hey, not really, but I've got to admit, like, people put change on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Like, they're not scared to argue with you and call you things and you fall out. And then you just go back and talk to each other, fine.
Yeah, it's the same with that and everything, but the text and everything, you can say stuff to people online that you can't say to them in person. And it can create a little bit of, who's eating? I can hear someone chewing.
No one's
biting. Oh, sorry, I'm eating an Easter egg. I'm so sorry.
I hear.
I honestly thought it was Cameron in the robot voice.
He's like, hello, beautiful. Anyway. I'm back. Har har.
Can I just. Scott, you would like to ask you a question there, but I have got something to say, but it's completely off topic, seeing as we go.
Oh, mine's just completely off topic as well.
Yeah, you go first, I've been.
I can't remember.
Will I
go?
Yeah, go.
Well, sorry. Well, me and my mom were discussing last night how to stop, you know, like, drug abusers and alcohol abusers, you know, people that just, like, cause harm to others because they're so drunk.
Yeah.
And I came up with this. It would never work, but I think if the government came up with something like a card or something, and it had your details and how much alcohol you're allowed, and you would go in every week, and you're only allowed a certain amount of units, so you would get into, say, a bar, right? and they would write on the card, can I see your card? Yes, fine, here. They would write what you've had, then you would drink that, and you're not allowed over your limit. But then other people might go to another bar, then they would have to show their card, and then they would see, oh wait, you've already had your limit, I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave. And it would stop people from abusing alcohol.
That's genius. I love that.
But then Mum made the point that other people buy drink for others, but then I would make it that you're not allowed out of the bar and you have to drink it at the bar.
No, yeah, that's...
And the barman would have to see you and bouncers could stop you from running.
People could get fake cards and all that, but I think it should be electronic, if you know what I mean. Like, you can scan the card.
Yeah, or you'd be your finger or something.
Yeah, like, so it's only identifiable to you. And they can, like there should be something that so they can't make fake ones or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, counterproof kind of thing.
Yeah. Because it would stop people from abusing alcohol, I think.
That's genius. I love that.
Brilliant idea.
Anyway, Scott, can you remember what you were going to say?
Yes, I can.
Go.
This is a more serious topic. Uh-huh. What are your feelings towards people who bash on other people because of what they like?
Tony,
you know this in general.
I hate it so much. Like, let me just tell you guys a story right now. I'm not gonna name names except for me and Scott.
Yay, story time.
Yeah, story time with Tojo, right? That's what my dad calls me. Don't diss.
Tojo, is that not the Japs from World War II?
No.
Yeah, in World of War, they were like, oh, kill these fucking Tojo bastards.
Okay, can we please go back to topic?
I'm gonna bring my dad about that. Right. Anyway,
back to topic.
Right, okay, story. Story time with Tojo, right? Me and Scott were at Scott's house doing a Lord of the Rings marathon, right? As geeky as that sounds, we were doing it because we're both giant and Lord of the Rings enthusiasts and fans and whatever. We know everything about Lord of the Rings. But, we're at Lord of the Rings marathon, and I posted on Facebook Lord of the Rings marathon, like a status, and then I get hated on and all that, like, oh, you're a geek and oh, you're saddos and all that. I fucking hate that. Like, it was one of my...
That's just not me, by the way.
No, it wasn't. That was you once, you dick. But I know you didn't mean it, but there was another one of my good friends who said it, and they like certain things.
Keegan.
No, not Keegan. No.
Jade.
No. See, I said I wouldn't name any names. A pish. You're a junkie. Right, anyway. Anyway.
Hey, that's offensive to me. I'm Cokie the Clown.
I'm so sorry. Like, oh my god. Are you okay? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, just continue with the story.
I'll make this up to you, I promise.
Oh god.
Anyway.
No.
Okay.
Brrr. Fuck no.
Grrr.
Please, back to topic.
Just back to topic.
Okay. My friends like stuff that I don't like, aka screamo music, and music that I don't like, and clothes sense that I don't like, and I don't rip on them for it. So I don't see why they should rip on me for it, for liking something that they like. Do you know what I mean? It's just common decency.
Yeah, but like, what do you hate? What do you like that other people hate on?
Gaming, even just me having a gaming session. It's like, I've been playing Call of Duty for 2 hours. Oh, you saddos, get out of the house. I mean, that's what it's there for. It's there to be played. I do you know what I mean? I don't rip on anyone for going to fucking Yumi at Six concerts, do you know what I mean?
Yumi at Six are good, though.
I've never heard of them, dude, so I don't know.
Have you seen the Swarm advert?
Alright,
never mind then. Ryan, what do you like that people hate on?
I don't really know. But I'm not that hypocrite, so what I'm gonna say here is, the reason you don't like
Tony, your mic. Sorry, can I just interrupt? Tony, your mic's echoing.
Go.
I think the reason people don't like was you don't pick on people is because like you're down to earth like that, or it could be like it's kind of a society, a social thing. It's like people hear, oh, you've been playing Xbox all night, you're sad. It's like, see, when you think about, you know, the Big Bang Theory. I'm sure everybody's into that here.
Yeah.
people think, or they've been playing 10 hours of Call of Duty, or they're like Sheldon. They're gonna turn into some geek that is worth nothing, and they don't realise actually you've more than a, like, there's more to life than gaming and that. And they think you just spend constant time on the Xbox when I know you don't.
I know that's a dead person.
You actually have a social life.
If I had to choose one group of TV program people that I would actually pay to be one of those Big Bang Theory guys, because that's like, see, when I watch that, I feel most at home watching that, because they like all the stuff I like. They like gaming, they like science, I love science, and they go to the comic book store and all that, and people love them for it. Do you know what I mean? Like, people watch it and say, oh, this is the best program ever, but people that do that in real life, they get ripped on for it.
There's like all these people that on Twitter that it's like, oh, and they've got the name set as like Sheldon Cooper, and it's like, oh, we love Sheldon Cooper. And then
they've got like a real life nerd that comes along. It's like, oh, you're fucking geek. It's like, what?
Yeah. It's like, oh my god, you need to get out more and socialise. And it's like,
I really don't.
I know, it's just like the way that we're built and our interests and all that. Like, I respect other people's interests, and it would just be amazing if people did the same, you know? So that's my thoughts on that.
Well, you kind of downed me when I was I put effort in when I play football, and you said you just need to calm down and take it less serious.
I hate when people say that to me as well. It's shit. Like when I'm gaming and all that, and I'm getting really pissed off, and people say, "Oh, you need to calm down. You need to, like, stop taking it so serious." I can't help it sometimes. Like, it's more of, it's not a hobby. Like, as to other people, for me, it's just like a way to get things off my mind, and it's like a place to get away from, if you know what I mean. Like, get away to
gaming to me as a hobby.
Yeah, I know. But
I know that if a lot of people watch this, I bet you there's going to be like four or five people that are commenting saying, you're such a nerd for playing games as a hobby. I don't care.
I know.
I've got to the point, people rip it out of me because I play bass, people rip it out of me because I like Lord of the Rings. I really couldn't.
It's like, they only do that because you don't react. See, for instance, certain people rip on you, Scott, for playing bass. Why don't, like, you're too nice a person to rip a name for, like, playing the acoustic guitar or electric guitar.
Yeah.
Just because more, like,
or when bass isn't as
popular.
No.
Or wearing shitty clothes that look like they should go back to the 60s or the 70s.
I know. And people rip on, like, people at our school for being mods and shit. And that's their style, that's their lifestyle. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you shouldn't rip it out people just for the things they wear. And we're getting, like, into bullying and all that now, and...
Oh, Tony, do you remember how I got those Vans that you said, oh, they're horrible?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not horrible. Yes, they're absolutely awesome.
I just didn't like them. I was just putting forward my opinion. I wasn't ripping on you for them or anything.
I like them. I think they're nice.
I
Wait, Tony, didn't you rip out Scott for playing the bass? I'm not bringing this up.
No, I love
it. No, you said bass and oh, what was it? Bass disinterest me.
No, I just said that it didn't impress me as much as playing normal guitar, because it's good. I don't know, it's just like, when I see bass players, I think it's everyone's natural instinct. Like, if they're watching a band, they watch the lead singer, they watch the guitarist. Like, the drummers and the bass get completely disregarded.
Take Anti-Flag for example, they're like one of my favourite bands. For those that you don't know, Anti-Flag are like a punk rock band from USA. And, sorry, political punk. And it's like, if you're thinking about the actual band, most people don't know the second guitarist's name. The lead guitarist is the singer. But they know him and the bass player. They know the bass player the most. That's what most people comment about in the videos.
That's awesome. It's about time that bass players, and see, especially drum players, they need more attention as well. Like, it's a band, it's not just like a guitarist and a singer. Like, there's people in a band that make, like, they can't be a band without a drummer, they can't be a band without a bassist, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, the bass and the drums are the most important things, because they're the ones that actually keep the rhythm.
I know.
Bass and drums take a lot more skill than guitar, I'm going to say it.
That came from the heart, man. That was...
You need to, with bass, you need to actually keep a beat.
Yeah, I know.
With guitar, you just.
It's the same with drums, isn't it? Like, you have to concentrate.
Yeah, with drums, you need to, like, play all these. Sort of.
But I think drummer. I don't know. Are the drummers, though? Well, I think they actually have quite a high profile.
Yeah, some of them do.
Yeah, but not as much as, like, guitarists or singers by a long shot. Like, I love, I'm not really into music, right, but, I really don't know the names of any musical artists, to be honest. I know that's really, really bad, but that's just me.
Well,
your mic's echoing, by the way.
Oh, okay, sorry.
The drummer in Green Day, Trey Cool, he's really big as a drummer. But I don't really see where he's coming from as like the bass and that are like not as focused on. I mean, like without a bass, okay, the band wouldn't be as good, but it would still survive. Without a singer and without like I respect people that play the bass. But I just think in a band, a singer is more important.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
I agree with that, but what about a singing bass player?
I've never seen one of them.
You can't really see that.
Look, see, if you want to listen to a really good singing bass player, go and listen to Antiflag. You won't like the music, but see if you watch the bass player live. Wow.
I've never seen a singing bass player, to be honest. I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that.
Look, here, I'll give you a link.
Right, that's awesome. Right, but this has been a very thought-worthy commentary, not commentary, podcast, and it's been pretty fun for our first episode, so I think we're going to stop there. It's been an hour and 52 minutes. I think we've reached the limit of things to talk about and shit, but we'll be back on Friday. This is going to be a weekly Friday thing that us guys are going to do with a different guest every week. I'll make sure to get a better guest for next week. not ripping on your end, Cameron, kinda, but it's been good. So I've been Optimum Fear, and you guys can do your own outros, right? But I've been Optimum Fear, and I'll see you guys later. Scott,
I've been Cokey the Clown, and see you guys next time.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Of God's dead baby.
You're not God's dead baby, you're Ryan, and you don't forget that.
I'm Ryan Templeton, I'm going to show me on my Xbox, and it's brilliant talking to you guys. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, Recon Squad. Recon, no!
Recon Squad! Bye, guys. Bye.
I'm Recon Squad, and I've been sleeping most of this.